appears Albert Pujols' days in L.A. with the Angels are over. That the Angels are going to release him in the final year of that massive contract he signed at the time. Massive contract. But 10 years, 240, and then a lifetime services contract that dates beyond the actual contract, right?
Yep.
So the Angel for Life contract.
Yeah, he's got 10 years of personal service money guaranteed for $10 million. It's only $1 million a year, Josh. It's not quite playing money.
That's a nice little...
But you take it.
Nice little tip jar.
For the next 10 years, you don't have to do anything except wave and show up to a card show every once in a while. We'll give you $1 million.
You're going to hang on the concourse for a little bit and
sign
autographs. That's cool. Probably show up to spring training or something.
You being an instructor.
Pretty good deal. For him.
For him?
A good deal for the team. And I think the day
are you talking about the personal services contract? Or are you talking about the contract that he's in right now?
Yeah, all of it probably. Of it, good deal for him.
Yeah,
all of it questionable deal for them. Had they won like a World Series, like even early, like second, third year of that, I think you'd feel a lot better about that contract if you were the Angels. I think the day he signed it, we all went, wow, that's going to be bad at the end, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's bad at the end.
Well, they usually all are bad at the end when it comes to those big-time contracts. Let me ask you this, though. You're the owner of the Anaheim Angels, and you said whether or not this contract is good for you. What is your goal as the owner of the Anaheim Angels? Because there's a feeling around baseball right now that the goal of ownership for a lot of teams is just to go about 500 and get fans into the stadium. Never be to the point where you're investing too much to win a championship, but never really losing all that much. Just kind of tread water, be a team that, you know, is an 81 type of team. There's a lot of owners that would be very happy with that around Major League Baseball. So if you're the owner of the Angels, Josh, what would your goal be? For me, if I was the owner of a team, it's to win a championship,
correct,
right?
So that's where I would be, yes.
I would look at the 10 years that I had Albert Pujols as the owner, Artie Moreno of the Anaheim Angels, and I would go, that was a failed contract by the Anaheim Angels, right? Wouldn't you say that that's a failed contract by the Angels if you're the owner? But if his goal was to get a superstar in Anaheim, try to take a little bit of attention away from the Dodgers and draw fans and sell merchandise and make some bucks, then the contract was a success.
And we're not trying to win. It's just we didn't win.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, we didn't win. Okay, it's not that big a deal. But for the most part...
It's like you weren't trying to win. It's just, you know, winning sometimes can be hard. I think that they put the effort in there. They put the try in there. They certainly put the dollar backing in there.
Right.
But it didn't pan out. But yeah, no, I think my goal would be to win a championship and have sustained success and win a championship.
Right. So if winning is your goal.
And they have the best player in baseball, and then they had Albert Pujols.
Right.
And they did none of that.
None of
that. They got to the playoffs.
One time.
And the Royals, and I'm using the Royals as we in this case, we faced them. I don't even remember that series.
I don't either, because it was over so fast.
It was on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was West. And I vaguely remember that series.
Right.
Like, that was such a blip on the radar.
Nobody talks about the Angels series.
Angels postseason appearance with Pujols. That's not a success.
Now, Moose hit a big home run in that series and whatnot, but it's not anything. When you talk about 14 and 15... That Angel series is such a footnote to like regular season games, right? People don't remember that. And so your goal, as you stated, as the owner of the Angels, if you're getting Albert Pujols, is to win. Well, they didn't win, but they did generate a lot of fans. They went and drew over 3 million fans every single year that Albert Pujols was a member of the Angels, except last year, obviously, because of the COVID situation, right? You mentioned they went to the playoffs one time. They have zero playoff wins to show for Albert Pujols. And they only finished, Josh, above 500 three times in the 9 full seasons now that Albert Pujols was a member of the Anaheim Angels. And so in my view, I look at it from a guy who wants to win and wants to see his team have success. If I was the owner, I would look at that as a failed contract. And I think that needs to be kind of the poster child, the blueprint, if you will, for other teams around professional sports Like, you don't sign a man who's 32 to a 10-year contract.
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, you sign a 24-year-old quarterback to a 10-year contract, sure. But you don't sign a 32-year-old man to a 10-year contract with the tail end of that. Can't get out of his own way.
And I think, you know, the way the baseball contracts are structured and guaranteed deals and all of those things, like, it does come off a little foolish, but looking at where Pujols was in his career when he signed that deal, like, he thought he could be good for half of that, right? He
Which is
good.
Why the Cardinals only offered him a five-year contract.
He wasn't even good for half of that.
No.
But we say all the time, you know, sports is a business. It's not, you know, solely just for the entertainment of the fans. It's not just solely for winning championships. I mean, these guys aren't in it just to, you know, have hunks of metal, as Rob Manfred would call them.
Right.
These guys are in it to make money.
And did Albert Pujols make them money at 3
Absolutely,
million fans
he
a
did.
Year? No question.
Would you like to? I was curious.
Yeah.
Looked up the franchise's value. 2012, that's when Pujols got there, right?
Yeah.
They were valued at $656 million.
That's it.
I was a little bit shocked by that. They're now worth $2.25 billion. So I know baseball has increased. The money has increased in baseball anyway, the ad revenues and the TV dollars and all of that.
But don't you think they got better TV dollars the day they signed Albert Pujols?
Yes. So when you talk about the business of sports, while you can say, yes, it's a little bit foolish to sign someone like that to such a long-term deal, when you signed him, he had been a top five MVP finisher in four straight seasons, and two of those years he was the MVP.
He finished like, highest 17th
bringing him
in the MVP
into
voting.
That, bringing him into that fold, bringing him into the mix, it just raised the profile of your club. And I mean, the fact that, you know, that is an awful lot of money to gain over a decade plus with just having Albert Pujols on your team. Did you win anything?
No.
Are your fans happy about it? No, but I'll tell you what, your checkbook certainly is.
And there, Ryan, in lies the problem and the disconnect between the business of sports and fans, right? We want to see our team win. Owners aren't getting into the game to lose money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the owners had a press conference about Pujols leaving or whatever, but
They released a statement yesterday. They said they were honored he wore their uniform.
Okay, he's honored they wore their uniform. We're sorry we didn't win it. You know, almost like if only we could have won a championship. Darn.
Yeah.
And then you move about your day because you did fine financially.
Right. You did, and you only had three seasons above 500, and you still were drawing 3 million fans a year.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you're in Anaheim and you're Los Angeles, and you got a lot of people to get out there.
Rocks out there
and the rocks
cool
and ever. But you also have Mike Trout. And now you have Shohei Ohtani, and you've got some good players, and Tony Danza. Yep, he's really good as well. So, I mean, I think you've got the opportunity.
Danny Glover still managing that team?
He's not. No. Joe Maddon, friend of the show, is managing that team.
That's right, duh.
So now you've got the opportunity.
He took over for Davey.
To really kind of, you know, release him and free your lineup up a little bit, because, you know, there just wasn't any room for Albert Pujols anymore. I told you guys, I watched him in the opening week of the season out in Anaheim. And boy, oh boy, like, if you're just sitting there watching, you could just see how slow he was when the third baseman is double pumping a throw to first because he's not there yet.
What are you saying about Rossi, sir?
We're going to do a hard pass, meanwhile, on the local legend. And the big story coming up next.
See!
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We'll get to an actual belief that Aaron Rodgers may stay put.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody believes he'll stay put.
Who? Some guy that works for the Packers?
What a ride this has been.
Redeeming aspect of yesterday's Royals game, we'll get to.
Was it a half a bag of cotton candy I ate?
No, that's pretty good, though.
Why didn't you finish the bag off?
Because my kid had the other half.
Did you bring any home?
I bought another bag to bring home for the other kids.
Nice.
You get a to-go bag?
Yeah. Lovely. That yellow cotton candy, it's electric. It really is.
Do you
is.
Like it in the bag more, or do you prefer it on the stick?
I like it in the bag more.
Yeah.
It's much easier to
feels like
to
you
take,
get more.
Oh, and to take with you, too, you know, if you don't,
that's
you know,
right.
chow at all.
They used to have the green cotton candy.
I just let it dissolve in my mouth when I eat cotton
candy. That's hard to get. That's the unicorn of cotton candy.
Huh. The yellow?
No, not the yellow.
The green.
Yellow. You can get that pretty much.
So that's you had some of the yellow?
Mm-hmm.
A little yellow, a little pink, a little blue.
Can you give me a scoop of the yellow?
Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
On Fesco in the Morning.
Future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols being released by the Angels of Anaheim. Their general manager, Perry Minassian.
Excuse me?
Perry Minassian. That's correct, right? I got that one right, Bob?
Yep.
A lot of times I don't get the names right. This time I did. He's the new GM of the Angels. Hired our friend
Gene Watson. Right.
Yeah. Says it's not easy releasing a future Hall of Famer.
There's never a right time for something like this. Obviously, have all the respect in the world for what type of player he is. This is more about playing time and who we have. You know, we have a young first baseman we feel really excited about in Jared Walsh. We want to see him playing first base every day. And we have Shohei Ohtani, who DHs. So it's more about opportunity. Albert is not a bench player. You know, we felt like for him, with respect to him, keeping him on the bench, him not getting any playing time, would not do him any good or the team any good. So never a good time for this. But with that being said, we felt like it was the best thing for the organization.
Make the new guy go do it. That's really what that was about.
Angels GM Perry Mason.
Yeah, it's funny that you're making the new guy do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Perry took over, like, November, December, whenever they hired GMs.
I got a case for you, doll.
Yeah.
Go get rid of Pujols.
We got the case of the old man disease here in Anaheim. And what we need you to do, Perry, is go rid us of this problem.
He walked into the room and he was a towering figure, once a Hall of Fame sure shot, but now just a light hitting designated hitter.
Barely light hitting at that.
It's time for you to cut him loose, Perry.
What we're going to ask you to do is make the move that we haven't been wanting to do for the last couple of years. And since you're the new guy on the scene, Perry, you go ahead and do it. And make that Gene Watson fella help you with it.
Perry doesn't think Pujols is done with baseball.
He's as motivated as he's ever been. You know, I think if the situation was different and there was at-bats for him to play here, it would be different. You know, but let me put it this way. If he does go somewhere else and pursue playing somewhere else, I would not bet against him.
Had to cut him loose and send him on his way.
I forgot how good this theme's
really
was.
Good.
Have you seen the new Perry Mason on Home Box Office Max?
I have now. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. Oh, tremendous. Don't watch it with the children.
Don't or do?
No. Well, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
No, it's good. The new Perry Mason's good. Different. Good.
Very dark.
It's a different spin on
Very dark.
Different spin on Perry Mason. But
so Perry said a couple of things.
Way less affable.
About how it's never the right time. No, it's been the right time for a while to send Albert on his way. It's been the right time for a while. He looks old. And when he was playing in St. Louis, was an unbelievable baseball player. Unbelievable to watch him play. And I remember when I was working over there, every at-bat, you were glued to it. I remember the All-Star game being in St. Louis. He got out of the Home Run Derby, the place emptied, because he was that big of a figure and somebody you wanted to see every single opportunity you had to watch Albert Pujols hit, because it was different, man. It was just like something you'd never seen before. And now we're to the point where we're like, oh God, it sucks getting old as a professional athlete. But that Jared Walsh kid, I like him a lot. I've liked him since spring training, watching him play. I think he's going to be a good player. Obviously, Ohtani's going to DH for you, so you don't really need him. And you mentioned the term future Hall of Famer. Our sister station in Pittsburgh put up the poll today. Will Albert Pujols be a unanimous Hall of Famer? And the questions were yes, and then it was no, because some loser will vote against him or something. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, I would like to say unanimous, but I can't predict that. I can't predict the minds of those voters.
Right,
so yes.
Exactly. And if you're not voting, like Derek Jeter, Albert Pujols, George Brett, Nolan Ryan, there's a grouping of folks out there that are unanimous Hall of Famers. If going forward, like if you don't vote for Albert Pujols, your credential should be stripped from voting for the Hall of Fame.
It's not the worst thing in the world to not be unanimous. At least,
well, nobody's ever been unanimous.
At least you can go and you go, yeah, first ballot should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, done.
Rivera was the first one, yeah.
So I don't think it's like, is he a Hall of Famer or not? The answer, that's not even a question. So that's fine. Like, the rest of it would be cake to me.
Right.
Like, you know, like, who cares how much How much I got into the Hall of Fame, I'm going to get in. It doesn't matter. You're in.
You're in.
So that's cool.
But he's a unanimous Hall of Famer. Yeah, he's had that, obviously, that good a career. 667 home runs.
Yeah, first ballot to me.
Couple of MVPs.
There's
going
to be some writer for the Cubs or something.
Yeah, somebody's got an axe to grind. Yeah, you know, Pujols didn't give him the quote they wanted. Or
how old was he really?
Yeah, right, you're going to have that. Did he lie on his birth certificate? You know, somebody out there will find a reason to not vote for Albert Pujols, but he is a Hall of Famer, and quite honestly, you know, you heard Perry Manassian say there that, you know, I wouldn't bet against him going forward.
I hear the music now.
Right? I would bet against him going forward because I think his days have passed, and that's from firsthand watching him in Anaheim for a game.
Of course.
And then I watch
the outgoing GM's like, we just don't think he's got anything left in the tank.
That's a hot take by the 42-year-old Albert Pujols is done.
No, I think the hotter take is I wouldn't bet against him. I would.
It's really nice thing to say on the way out is what it is. Yeah. That's fine. But of course, the come to Kansas City has already started. Right. I know the Monarchs have offered him.
Oh?
Yeah.
Now.
Which would be fine.
Still have that in the budget?
Pujols shouldn't do that. Well, now they freed up the Christian Colon money.
Oh, that's right.
Because he got
they call me Big Al and I hit dingers.
He got picked up, and you know the Monarchs are kicking off kind of a new thing, so you know, getting Albert Pujols wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Pujols
right?
is not going to do that.
But then it's also some people saying, "Wow, he'd be a great clubhouse guy. What about with the Royals? Couldn't this make sense?" And I'm like,
"He's the next Ibanez? Is that what we're going
with?" No.
He's not the guy. You know, the GM said right there. You know, it wouldn't benefit the club to have him sit on the bench, right? And why would it benefit the Royals then to have him sit on the bench? He still feels like he can. It sounds like anyway. He still feels like he can be an everyday player.
It's true,
so
though, the older I've gotten, I don't like sitting on hard.
No,
surfaces.
You really don't. You know, like soft and relax and whatnot. So
sciatic nerve starts barking.
Ugh. If he feels like he can be an everyday player still, then he has to go find that opportunity where it's going to suit him to be that everyday player. And right now, as we sit here today, there isn't that spot for him in Kansas City. We've got a first baseman. We've got a designated hitter. And unless he can play a shortstop or second base or outfield or come out of the bullpen or something like that, I just don't see an opening right now for him to come to Kansas City. Now, if somebody blows a knee, breaks a leg, hurts themselves, whatever the case may be at DH or first base or something like that, then that circumstance created an opening, then that's something I would consider. But right now, I'm looking at the roster the way that it's built, and I just don't see a spot for Albert Pujols right now. Because once we see Mondi come back, Lopez goes to second, Witt goes to the outfield, then Soler will go back to being that designated hitter, and you won't have a Ryan O'Hearn or a Ryan McBroom or somebody like that up here at the big league level. Those spots will backfill themselves. And so I still, as of this moment, with the roster the way that it's constructed, there's no room for Albert Pujols right now.
No. Plus, there's no production.
There's no production either.
As much as I love.
Right.
I did really like him and watched a lot of him as a player.
Right.
Considering he was not on, you know, my team. Mm-hmm. No. And plus, I just don't do the phase either where I need to have that. I mean, you have a bunch of guys that have won other places and those types of things. You did make sure you did that in your clubhouse already.
Right.
I don't think I'm in 11.
A guy hasn't won a title in.
Was 11?
A decade.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like he's coming from a winning culture. Yeah. Man, he's played in 3 playoff games in 10. The Royals have played in more postseason games in the last decade than Albert Pujols.
He might
has.
Have to say, Google me.
There's a very good chance. Yeah. There's a very good chance.
I don't need that. That's just me. I don't need that.
I mean, the last time that Pujols was winning something, a guy like Daniel Lynch was 14. You know?
Are you implying that there's somebody in the Royals clubhouse who doesn't know who Albert Pujols is?
You're getting close, I think.
I don't think you are.
I think you're getting close. What do you think it is? About a 10-year gap from when a guy stops playing, right? And when he went to Anaheim, he essentially stopped playing. So you...
but he didn't, so...
No, but he was still there. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not...
Like a lounge comedian delivery on that.
Yeah.
When he went to Anaheim, he could play.
More,
huh?
There would be more,
hey,
though.
You know what I'm saying? I get no respect around
in
here.
In the camp that don't know he was anything but an angel.
That may be the possibility. That's a fair point.
That may be more of a possibility than
yeah.
not knowing who he was at didn't know he played for the Cardinals.
How long has it been since Patrick Ewing played at the Garden?
Well, 20-some years, right?
There's your answer.
No, but I think it's a lot sooner because
he couldn't get a credential. He couldn't move freely about the building at Madison Square Garden. So yeah, it happens.
Kids aren't collecting the sports cards anymore like we used to. So you look at the back of the
Not true. Sports cards are very popular.
They're so expensive and they're moments and they're things. It's not like what we used to do where you knew who everybody
was. Actual baseball cards, like the NFTs or something. But yeah. Anyway.
Well, how much is a pack of baseball cards these days?
A bajillion dollars, and you have to sleep in front of Target for 7 hours.
Exactly my point, right? Who's doing that, right? Some people obviously will, but you're right, Josh, though. I think we're to that, getting close to that point anyway, where he's going to be soon a Google Me guy.
That's sad.
And he's number 5 all time in home runs.
Yep.
Right? Top 5, top 6 in home runs.
I think 6th. Is that right?
Yeah, Google Me. Who? I never heard of this guy in my life.
My prime, man. I could play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hitting.
All right, old man.
For Albert Pujols.
If you can go find some MLB highlights somewhere on YouTube, you go find them.
Yeah, YouTube. I don't even know what that is anymore. Right?
Zero chance nobody knows who he is.
No, you're going to have one guy.
There's zero chance there's anybody in that clubhouse who doesn't know who Albert Pujols is.
Brady Singer might not.
Did he have to face him last year?
Didn't know the Canadian.
No, they played the Angels weeks ago.
Didn't know the Canadian
Didn't know the Canadian national anthem.
That is true. He didn't know half of 9.
He knows fastball, curveball, and where his next meal is. They needle him about some stuff, right? So maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just saying all it takes is one. Maybe shouldn't have named
names. Josh, that's a good point.
I don't know that he probably does, but. That type, where just
you're going through the lineup and he's number 5.
They're on their own planet, There's just some people that are like that.
If you didn't know the Canadian national anthem there's a good chance. Yeah. There's a good chance you didn't know Albert Pujols.
I mean, it's very confusingly named.
So. Oh, Canada?
Yeah, that's right. The man has 667 home runs.
So?
There's not a lot of people who have that many home runs.
Oh, there's only 4 others or 5 others.
Yeah, it was on a West Coast thing.
That's not a long list to remember.
Those are West Coast. Most of those don't even.
Guys are sleeping. Singers from Florida, right? East Coast.
Don't even get seen. Yeah.
Odds he's watched 9 innings of Angel baseball ever in his life. But you are right. There may be some that don't know that he played for the Cardinals. Yeah.
10 All Stars. 6 Silver Sluggers.
Yeah, you'd be disappointed, find someone that will.
Winner. Ryan, when you have that
Albert
moment.
The Machine Pujols.
And you may never have that moment because now with COVID, they're not going to let you in locker rooms. But when you have that moment that Josh and I did with Brandon Finnegan, it is the most eye-opening, amazing, unbelievable, I can't believe I just heard that moment you will ever have.
I don't know if I want to go. I don't want to be here anymore.
Was it Amos Otis?
Willie Mays Aikens. Yeah.
That's respect to Willie Mays Aikens.
He's not the same realm as
no,
as
but like
Pujols,
old ball player walking around.
It's not even the same sport.
Walking through the clubhouse.
Telling people to Google him.
And I felt terrible.
You felt embarrassed for the guy.
Willie Mays Aikens, man.
Yeah. There's people in Kansas City who don't know Willie Mays Aikens.
Well, Google him.
Google him. You can Google me.
He told the player, you can Google me.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
It was sad. It was so embarrassing. I don't know who I felt worse for, us to witness it, Willie Mays Aikens or Brandon Finnegan.
No, he was in his own thing.
Does he have an insurance business now?
He was in his own world there, and I didn't really expect him to know who Willie Mays Aikens was, but when he said, you could Google me.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
Because Willie Mays Aikens was trying to explain to Finnegan like who the hell he was. And Finnegan's staring at him like with a blank stare like your kids do to you all the time. Uh-huh. Pick up my shoes. Those aren't mine. Google me.
I still have that. It's the same feeling I had when I heard him say it. The heart just sank. Ugh.
Google me.
You didn't have to do that.
Oof. It's going to be Josh 40 years from now. Back in my day.
Nah, you Google me, you get a unfortunate passing of a 16-year-old skater in Las Vegas. So it's fine. The other Josh Klingler.
Oh, there's another?
Yeah, yeah. Tragic passing of a skateboarder. We have an alternative for Aaron Rodgers, an alternative view on Aaron Rodgers, if you could believe that.
What?
Former Packers wide receiver James Jones now with NFL Network.
Who?
James Jones. He's the one person I've heard saying,
does this happen when I'm not here too?
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Rodgers is going to stay with the Packers.
No.
AJ, me and you knowing Aaron, man, and being close to Aaron and having a relationship with Aaron, I truly feel like this is fixable. The head coach, the GM, Aaron Rodgers, this is a fixable matter that they can go in there. They can all get on the same page. They can communicate with each other. They can keep all this family business in-house. And whatever needs to get ironed out can get ironed out. But I do think Aaron Rodgers will be in that Packers uniform throwing that ball. And I truly believe that they could get this fixed.
He was speaking with A.J. Hawk, another former Packer as well. And he believes that they can get it done. Also believes that Rodgers is being poorly portrayed in the media.
You know, it's crazy. You listen to all those people talk on there, man, and everybody has the answers and everybody knows exactly what's going on, man. But, you know, I speak with Aaron all the time. I talk to him a lot, and it has nothing to do about getting the GM fired. It has nothing to do about getting a new contract and getting money. You know what I mean? Everything that Aaron Rodgers has done since he's been a Green Bay Packer, this is not him. He's not a guy that's going to go out there and leak all this stuff and say he wants out of there and be giving all this stuff to the media. That's never been him. And AJ knows. AJ's been around him a long time, spent a lot of time with him. That's not him. So whoever leaked this or whoever's coming out saying that, as a friend of Aaron Rodgers, I can say that it's not him. And it's never been him to do anything like that.
It sounds to me a little bit like James Jones is doing a little bit of the Google me on this one, you know, rolling out all his credentials about why he is able to speak in such definitive terms about Aaron Rodgers. And I think, as we all know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, leaked the story because he wanted it to get out there that he's not happy in Green Bay. I think the way that we saw kind of all play out the other day was the fact that, you know, Adam Schefter had this information for a while, sat on the information for a while, and then when it started to leak out last Thursday, then he dropped all the information that he had on this story. So this has been something that has been brewing for a while, something that's been a story for a while, something that's been talked about for a while. And Aaron Rodgers is clearly not happy with what's going on with the Green Bay Packers, whether it be with the general manager, whether it be with money, whether it be with players around him, whatever the case may be. It just seems like this is a relationship that is over, and no matter what you do, you can't get it back to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
To make it salvageable.
I almost feel like, hopefully Aaron Rodgers communicating with the team in that vein, because I almost feel like it's gotten to the point. It's only been a week since the stuff's really hit the fan.
Sure.
But I feel like it's to the point where it's like, what does he want to do? Like, definitively declare your intentions.
Right. Let us know.
If you don't want to be here and aren't going to make it work to be here and you're just done, we need to know that.
And I don't want to hear, you know, in months from now, this is all overblown by the media and this is the media. Aaron Rodgers has had the opportunity. We've had a week go by.
Right. If this was inaccurate things being portrayed in the media, he's had every opportunity to go to get out in front of it if he wants to, right?
He could have
gone on his buddy's show, McAfee,
right,
or whatever, and done it.
Right. Could have released a statement, could have gone on Twitter, yeah, could have done anything. It on Jeopardy. Like, you could have done it anywhere. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers has been silent about this, and he has been, I don't care what people say, I talked to him behind the... And the fact that Aaron Rodgers hasn't said anything about it and he's being portrayed the way that he's being portrayed as a selfish individual through all of this, wouldn't you want to clear your name and say, no, that's not the case. That's not what happened. But the fact that there's crickets coming from Aaron Rodgers tells you all you need to know. This is all coming from Aaron Rodgers.
The Blue KC Coaches with Character is back, and the April recipient is Shawnee Mission Northwest baseball coach Dominic Massot, who joins us now. And what does it mean to you to have been nominated?
It's a very humbling experience. You know, I was always preach to my guys, you know, always do the best you can because you never know who's going to be watching. And when I was heard I was nominated and was selected, it was very humbling to me. And I just wanted to thank, you know, Blue Cross and Blue Shield Kansas City for this. It's nice, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback from the coaches around the area, and because we're a really tight-knit group and support each other really well. So, I mean, it's been nice and very humbling.
What are some of the lessons that you teach your kids that you think got you to the point of earning this award?
I think the biggest thing we focus on with my staff and I is learning something new every day. that they've got to be lifelong learners, and whether it's about themselves, about the baseball itself, about life, about class, whatever it might be, you know, learn something new every day. And, you know, we always leave things better than we found them as well. You know, we'll always clean fields up, clean things up. And then what I'm finding is really interesting is you'll see them doing that in the classroom as well. So when they're in my class, they see a water bottle, they'll pick it up and put it away. You know, so I mean, it's really interesting to see how they'll do that. But we preach a lot about learn something new every day and leave it better than it was when you showed up.
What do the kids teach you?
Patience. A lot of patience, and you know, they bring things back. Like, I'm a big believer in building relationships, and so I keep in contact with players from years and years ago. I've been here since 98, so I mean, I keep contact with those guys, and they'll come back, and like the seniors will generally come back over winter break, and I'll take them out to lunch. And when we go out to lunch, it's like, okay, what are you guys doing? Is there something I can integrate into my program to help, you know, our players get better? And some things they'll come back and, you know, we can't use the high school level. We don't have time for it or whatnot. And so they're teaching me a lot of stuff about that as well.
What do you think that you look back on in your career, I guess, and think that this is my proudest moment, this is my greatest achievement?
I would say my greatest achievement, proudest moment is being able to see kids that I've worked with be successful in their careers and their lives as they move on. With so much going on with today, with the COVID and all of that stuff, seeing kids be successful out in the community. I'll get emails from kids. I'll see them out in the community. But just seeing them be successful and do something well with themselves is probably my most rewarding accomplishment that I have.
Dominic Massat, head baseball coach at Shawnee Mission Northwest. Congratulations on this month's Coaches with Character recipient and for doing what you do.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate it.
And we're joined now by Krista DuBille of Blue KC. And Krista, how did Coach Massat get nominated, and how can others nominate their Coaches with Character?
You know, there's always somebody willing to nominate a great coach when they sit on the sidelines and their kids experience it or even watch as a competitor. And so I know that he was nominated by a fellow player's parent, I believe. And it's always nice to see that happen, and it's always worth celebrating coaches. I really enjoyed learning more about his style and what he's doing with the kids.
And what made him stand out for you guys this month to say, yeah, Dominic's our guy?
You know, one of the things that stood out to me is we talked about behavioral health support during COVID and with these students and these kids. And he said a couple of things he's done is he always tells them the baseball field can be the outlet. You know, everybody has tough days, even coaches and adults and kids. And so to get out there and use the baseball field as the outlet, because you may not always have that. And then two, he also started a newsletter and invited some of his former players to write kind of a Where Are You Now segment where they kind of talked about where they were in their lives or what they were doing with their baseball careers, and also gave support and advice to the students who are currently playing at the high school level. So both of those things stood out to us from a behavioral health perspective and were really inspiring.
Krista, how can someone else nominate their coach with character?
It's really easy. It's a website, seeyouinthemajorleagues.org/BlueKC. We'd love to hear about the coaches making a difference in your life or in your kids' life, or someone who's made a big difference in the past.
Pretty cool. So congratulations. You can always go and nominate your coach with character.
Right.
See you in the majorleagues.org/BlueKC.
Yep, that's the letter C, you in the major leagues. Make sure you do that. There's so many great coaches out there, and they get a great opportunity to win this award, get to meet Dayton Moore, get to have tickets to a Royals game, all that kind of stuff, and it really is a cool honor. So if you know a great coach out there, make sure you nominate him or her today.
And the coaches think it's a cool honor, too. Dominic goes to tell us, he's like, yeah, I've heard from other baseball coaches that I, you know,
it's bragging rights.
In the circle, that we're like, congratulations, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it is so bragging rights for these
coaches
guys.
Coaches enjoy getting this as well.
So all you like people who are in districts with multiple high schools, the Lee Summits of the world, the Shawnee Missions, Independence, you know, all places like that, nominate your coaches because they want bragging rights inside that district.
The grand opening of the all-new FNBL location is now open off Blue Valley Parkway and 119th and Metcalf. And while you're there, look for the ultimate fan display and text in the keyword for your chance to win the ultimate baseball fan prize pack. It's awesome. It includes four tickets to see the boys in blue against the Redbirds, a mini baseball tailgate grill, and a $50 gift card for supplies at your local Price Chopper, and a $250 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get yourself in and win that ultimate baseball fan prize pack. Just stop by the FNBO location just off Blue Valley Parkway, 119th and Metcalf, now open, and look for the ultimate fan display in that text in keyword. The Royals, a tough one yesterday, but the maybe the best part was the Ryan O'Hearn stare that he gave our buddy Angel.
Yeah.
The third base umpire yesterday, of course, has had quite himself a series, but a stare down from Ryan O'Hearn is pretty awesome.
It really was. That was kind of the highlight of the game for me. And yesterday we talked a little bit about Angel Hernandez and about how he's ruining baseball and how he's ruining it for fans, players, media, everybody involved in the game. I have a solution for it. And somebody that I know that works in baseball heard this and we're like, that's a really good idea. We'll tell you what it is.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Also, you don't want to be losing us. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.